This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I wonder if Elon Musk is out at the Gaylord with Trump today.
Oh, I don't know. But I'm reading some of the texts that are coming in, and they said, you guys, it's an absolute zoo out here at the in the Gaylord area. They said there's helicopters everywhere, there's cops in all the neighborhoods, and there's stands everywhere selling crap.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So it sounds like... It sounds like a zoo out there.
Spadil just brought a picture in that someone sent. Who sent you the picture?
Nia, our traffic lady.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's everywhere, man.
Yeah.
She sent a picture, and the place is just absolutely packed. And the thing with the Gaylord is that you've got only a couple of ways to get in and out of there. And so traffic's going to be a nightmare out there all day today.
This is the time, if you ever thought of using the tram to get to the airport, you should use
Seriously.
It today.
Seriously.
Yeah. And if you're going to the airport and you don't know about what's happening out there with Trump being in town, and you get caught up in it, man, do you hate him then?
Oh, my God.
You are not voting for him.
Nope.
He makes you miss a flight.
You're right.
It doesn't matter what the stance is, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of Elon Musk, I bring that up for a reason, because yesterday he unveiled a car, a bus, all kind, a taxi, and then some robots.
Those robots are freaky deaky.
They're scary.
They are scary how human they are, you guys. They can actually understand and process what you're saying and then reply. It's bizarre.
And it looks like he stole the look from Star Wars.
I don't know.
In a way.
It's the guy, the one robot, he's pouring a beer, and then he says, the guy says, thank you. And he goes, sure, do you want to take my picture? And the guy goes, yeah. And he leans into the guy and does a peace sign.
He actually poses for the picture. It's crazy.
So weird.
Pretty wild, man. Yeah. These things are on the way. He says that at some point we're going to be able to buy these things to do chores for us around the house.
And watch our kids. I would never let that thing watch my kids.
I know, that'd be weird. Right? And then what, the one guy said, what's the hardest part about being a robot? And he says, the hardest part about being a robot is learning to be more human, just like you.
How freaky.
That would be tough.
It was so weird.
All right, Spadil, what is this audio?
It's him talking about how much the robots are going to cost and what they can do.
All right, here we go. Elon Musk.
The Optimus robot, you should be able to buy an Optimus robot for, I think, probably $20,000 to $30,000 long term. So, and what can it do? It'll basically do anything you want. So it can be a teacher, babysit your kids. It can walk your dog, mow your lawn, get the groceries, just be your friend, serve drinks. Whatever you can think of, it will do.
Oh, my God. I finally get a laundry buddy.
Yeah. I finally get a friend.
Hey, you get the socks.
I don't even have a friend.
Yeah, there you go.
One of these.
You can buy a
friend. You gotta figure, man, $25,000 to $30,000 for one of these. That's cheaper than having a kid.
But yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, there you go.
I mean, the fact that it pours a beer, tells me it can do laundry.
Right. Do you think that we will get to that point?
Remember when you didn't believe that we'd get to electric cars?
Yeah, but this is a whole different level here.
You're like, oh, never, Jamie, nobody was ever going to drive electric cars. Now they're everywhere.
But these robots are so simple so that they can be like scaled up to mass production. I think that it's going to be in the next 10 years we'll see this
for
stuff.
For sure.
And it
I
would
agree.
Be great to have someone mow my lawn for me.
I know.
And not have to pay them or anything.
To think about like how great it would be, I agree with you. But the bad part is, what if it grabs my gun?
Yeah.
You know?
It gets a mind of its own or someone hacks it.
Yeah, or it knows what you do with a gun is you shoot it. And so he points it at me and shoots me.
Or he steals your bank card.
Oh, right.
Wipes you out.
What is he going to do?
Wipes you out, take some money, and goes on the run, Jamie.
He's going to
go to Hawaii. If they're going to be this smart, what if they, and he jumps in one of those cars. He's going to know how to drive.
It's like, I want to live.
The same factory.
He steals all your stuff.
Who knows what they're going
to
do?
Now, how about this? What if you want to take him with you, you know, to be, like, to serve you or whatever, if you travel, how does he get on an airplane?
Like, you got
to
buy him a seat.
No, I mean, but does he have an ID?
Oh, yeah. Oh, how does that
he's
work?
Got a serial number. Well, yeah, he would have a serial number, so that would be his ID.
There's no way a commercial airline would let that on a plane.
You don't think so?
No. Yeah. I also think it would probably, A, weigh too much. I'm sure that they're probably like 300 pounds
pretty
or
heavy,
something like that. And then B, all the electronics that are inside of it, I feel like it would just be too easy to hide something bad in there.
Oh, that's true. Going through scanning?
Yeah.
Yeah. And does my robot really want to lay down and go through that scanner?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Go through the x-ray machine. Here you go.
You can travel on an airplane if you're 300 pounds.
Yeah, you
what the hell are you talking about, dude?
I meant like 800 pounds.
Okay, well, you
pounds.
Said 300 pounds. Yeah. There are plenty of people that are 300 pounds and fly on an airplane.
That's so rude.
Yeah, you rude son of a. You know what?
I already called him that and actually said the words.
I know. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, we have tickets to the fray.
Yeah, we do. I gotta interrupt you for a second. I think we did something really bad.
What do you mean?
I think we put stuff in people's heads.
About
our show. So remember I said, we had, I told everybody our notes about our meeting or whatever.
Yeah.
And that we need to stay focused and no rabbit holes and all this stuff.
Yeah, now
people are saying like, oh my God, you guys are so scripted now. You're not going down any rabbit holes. Like, you guys suck. You're so boring. I feel like we're exactly the same. We're not.
I do too.
I haven't even thought about rabbit holes or not rabbit holes, but I think we put it in people's brains.
Yeah.
That we're not doing rabbit holes, but right now is a rabbit hole.
Yeah, this wasn't planned.
If you want a rabbit hole, we'll give you a rabbit.
There's right. Literally nothing on this show planned, so I think we did that to them. So I apologize for that, because literally we don't know what the hell we're even going to talk about.
I know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to be racing this weekend.
You sure
and
are.
And we have NASCAR coming up in about 35 minutes.
Yep.
He's going to lay it all out for me, what they got planned, because I really don't know.
The pageantry.
I'm just going to walk in there and whatever unfolds, unfolds. But I'm sure he's behind the scenes and he can tell me exactly what they're planning. I don't know what time the parade starts, but... Should be huge.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah. I'm gonna be down at El Paso County Speedway or Raceway, whatever it's called, and I'll be down there on Saturday night, tomorrow night, and we're going racing, folks.
Yeah, and he's driving a car.
Yep.
I hope you don't crash.
Well, me too.
And you haven't even tried on the racing suit I brought you.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I think it's too small, but I'll give it a shot here in a few minutes.
Okay,
I thought I'd put it on right before Nash comes on,
so
I feel the vibe of the program
as
it's unfolding, you know? Yeah, I don't want to jump into it too quickly here. Then all you're going to get is like, 45 minutes of just racing talk.
God.
For me, you know?
Lord, yep.
Mm. All right, what happened with this gold mine? This thing is national news. Now, look, it's a Friday. Everybody in a good mood, you know. You got Trump in town. They're celebrating out there at
the
Gaylord.
A lot of people are not celebrating because they're stuck in traffic.
Some people aren't celebrating because you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yep.
Okay. But this gold mine, there's a gold mine that, is this an old abandoned mine or something they were
actually
working
on? Dude, I didn't even know
it
happened, so don't ask me any questions.
It's like a tourist attraction. They give tours and stuff like that.
So it's an old mine that now is set up as you can buy a ticket to go in and tour this thing.
I didn't even know we had that here.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I guess 12 people got trapped inside of it. It started collapsing on the inside. Here's the story. Hang on a second.
I'll wait.
Gotta get the story.
Dozen people trapped in an old gold mine have been rescued following a deadly accident. The situation started this afternoon when an elevator carrying a dozen people malfunctioned. It was 500 feet underground. One person died. The others were quickly rescued. But a dozen more people were stuck at the bottom of that mine for hours. This happened at the Molly Kathleen Gold Mine in Cripple Creek. The historic town is about an hour west of Colorado Springs. That mine is not active, but it is a popular stop for tourists.
Holy cow.
Wow, I didn't even know we had that. That's crazy.
I didn't either.
I've been to Cripple Creek, too. I've never even seen it.
They have elevators that you can go 500 feet down in this thing, and they got stuck in there, 12 of them, and one died.
Yeah.
But the others, they got rescued.
And then down there for hours, I would start panicking
so bad.
Yeah,
they were down there for 6 hours.
Six hours?
I had no idea you could buy a ticket and go down in an old gold mine.
Me either.
Down in Cripple Creek. I had no idea that you could do this.
I think I'd be fine for hour one. But then, like, going into hour two, I'm like, you guys, we're going to die down here.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know? You're that far down? Yeah. I mean, you can't see anything.
Sure, by the way, those northern lights are back again tonight. They're just here every single night, it seems.
Okay, so I have a way for you guys to see them, because my friend Julie just told me. So if you want to see them better, what you do is you take your phone and you turn it into night mode, your camera, into night mode, and they show up so much better. That's why people are getting really, really great pictures of it, because it's on night mode.
But make sure you hold it still, because it takes a little while for it to process. Yeah. So don't just, like, take it and then just move it.
Right, because then it'll look like, blurry. It's cool. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. It's, like, it's moving. Yeah, so.
Really?
Yep, that's what she said.
So in human eyes, they don't look as magnificent as they do on the phone?
That's what I'm understanding.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Because my wife and son, they went out to see and they're traveling right now, and they're going to be mad that I say this, but the pictures they sent me are not that impressive.
Oh, okay? Wow.
Listen, Jake, let me show you a picture, okay? Right. And I don't think she turned on the night mode thing, what you're talking about, Jamie.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that.
By the way, how many people are sick of social media seeing all these pictures?
Oh, my God.
My whole feed. I mean, like, yesterday was all hurricane. Today, it's just nothing but this.
Let me see your picture real quick here, okay? The one that you have, because you showed it to me a few minutes ago. And it's pretty impressive. And this was in Southern Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my picture. Take a look at my picture.
Oh, it's not bad. What are you playing behind it?
Oh, it's them talking. They're shooting it. That's something else.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know where it's coming from.
It's from me.
Yeah, it's not mine.
I was like, where is that coming
from? That's not me.
Oh, my God. I was trying to find that picture, and I went to look at yours, and I got on a video. Yeah. That's so funny.
I think that she didn't. And the picture's not horrible. It's just it's not as vibrant as some of the pictures I'm seeing online in other feeds. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe they got a better view. Maybe they had less light pollution or something like that. But it could be that they don't have on that night mode.
Yeah, maybe
on the camera.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good picture.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, for Colorado, not too bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I was talking about what I'm doing for the weekend with the racetrack and everything. I haven't brought up Spadil. He's got his big date this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Spadil and Liz. This is a girl he met at Bar Bingo. And this girl, he's on the phone right now.
Oh, okay.
He's getting the winner for the fray.
Understood.
And he met the girl at Bar Bingo. Jamie brings him up front. Man, does she lay one on him.
Yeah, they match out.
Yeah, they're doing that old, what you call it, tonsil?
Tonsil hockey,
yep.
Man, they laid it on each other right there in front of everybody. And then they swapped numbers. Well, they've had a little, I don't know, tough time hooking up because of her work schedule. For one day.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend is going to be the first date. So, Spadil.
Yeah.
How's it looking?
It's looking good. So we've decided that we're going to meet at Brooklyn's.
Okay.
Which is the place like right across from Ball Arena.
Right.
And then we'll get some food and then we'll go head over to the game. And
what time are you guys going to go there? Because it is so
packed.
Get
there early,
dude. Like so packed.
I think that's kind of like we're going to play it by ear. She did mention that it does get busy, so we might have to just go get food at Ball Arena.
You should get there at 4:45. Yeah, I'm telling you right
because
now.
Because, I mean, you can't even get in the
even
door.
Even though the game's seven, you guys can chill, seven? Grab a table. Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk to her for 2 hours dude, and then also at the hockey game.
I'm telling you right now, man, if you want a chance to get food, get there at 4:45, latest 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, because it...
Yeah, I will be really hungry right then, too.
Now, all indication with the messaging going back and forth, do you feel like that this is going to be just a stellar night, that she's really into it and can't wait?
Yeah, she's been messaging me that she's super excited to hang out, and she like hasn't gone out on a date with someone for a while, so she's very excited about that.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She's a looker, too.
Yeah, she is.
She is.
Wow.
All right, going to a hockey game, man.
What are you
going to
wear?
I actually need to go buy a new shirt because I really only have that one that's like that purple nice shirt that I wear. So I gotta get another one.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got to go shopping. Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to go over to like Nordstrom's Rack and just see, you know, what I can find.
Oof. All right. Nordstrom. That's a little expensive.
Nordstrom's Rack?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought it was cheap.
No,
just because it's called the Rack, it's not like Goodwill or anything.
No, because all of it's still designer, so something that was $500 is now $450.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was like Goodwill designer stuff.
No.
You need to go to Ross.
Ross?
Yeah, or TJ Maxx.
Okay.
Something like
Actually,
that.
Actually, they got some good clothes.
Because BJ is the king of fashion.
Yeah. Right. Well, I am when it comes to somebody like him. Now, I can't direct you. Carson, I can't direct him. Right. He's a pretty boy. But I can do it with Shredell. Shredell's right there with my league.
You know, I still think I'm going to go to the Rack.
If you really want to go top end, go down to Kohl's.
Yeah, okay, Kohl's is good.
I think
honestly, though, Kohl's does not disappoint as far as a long sleeve button down shirt.
No, they really don't.
They really don't. I mean, I'm not kidding.
That's where I got that purple one at.
Yeah, they don't disappoint.
TJ Maxx.
Well, yeah, but you have to dig through that crap. It's just, nothing's organized.
TJ Maxx and Ross,
Ross and TJ Maxx, I have a really hard time finding my size because I'm just such a common, like, size clothing.
Yeah, and I feel like you have to dig and find, you know, it's like, oof.
Yeah, but you'll save an extra $3. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I'm telling you. So everything looks good. Now, the transportation. Are you picking her up in your car?
No, he said they're meeting.
No, we're meeting there.
Yeah. Are you going to run her home afterwards, though?
No, they're meeting.
Yeah.
Well, if he's driving down there, are you driving?
No, I'm not going to drive down there.
Okay, because I'm picturing that he's taking a car. He's going to meet her down there. But after the event's over, she's got to go home.
Yeah, I'm guessing that I'm going to have some drinks because it's 7 o'clock and it's you know, an Avalanche game. So I'll probably have 2 or 3 drinks. So I shouldn't drive home.
All right.
Well, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good call on your part.
Somebody said, hey, Carson, why don't you loan him an Avalanche jersey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see?
Yeah, if you want. Would it fit you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you want a jersey,
you're bigger
than
I am. Like physically, like your chest is.
But
way
did you hear that?
Me.
Yeah. That means no.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to at all. Those are his prized possessions.
No,
he got a Forsberg I can use,
and I just got him dry cleaned.
What about like a wall? Yeah. You got a Sakic?
You got a Roy?
Hey,
you got a Roy?
Hey, I'll meet you at Brooklyn's. Look for me.
All right. I'll have it
for you, man.
Hey, yeah. Gonna happen. You better get over to TJ Maxx fast.
First story. Thank God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.